Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Friday edition. Today's date is Friday, the 22nd day of February 2008. My name is Daryl Bradford-Smith. Great to have you here with me today for these most important of broadcasts. I had planned to have a guest for you today, but we had some wires crossed with our rendezvous with that person and technical problems all week. We've been attacked. My system is under a meltdown attack here. I've had viruses of every description. Relaunched my system on three occasions in the last 2 days, and I have these viruses back, and new ones are coming now. Someone is sending iamthewitness@hotmail.com viruses all over the Internet with my email address. How they got that email address is anyone's guess. They've done this before to me, having me identified by the spam filters as a spammer and a virus spreader or whatever. But the information has never come from me. Do not open an email from iamthewitness@hotmail.com or any email I might send you. I don't send emails. That's one of the things I don't do, ladies and gentlemen. So know from the start, the only way you get a response or an email from me is asking me a question directly. I don't send out mass mailings, and I don't email people. So if you send me a question or you send me something, I usually respond with a short statement or a quick sentence or two, because I get a lot of mail, 50, 75, 100 sometimes a day. My computer screen is going off and coming on, and I've got I can't even imagine. I've got software trying to filter it out, but whatever they got into me was amazing. I just it's not, I'm not the only person. There have been attacks of the last few days on some other people. There's a man named Anthony Himura that his site has turned into a vanilla type of site. Used to have some interesting and thought-provoking parts of it, stories and articles. It's been sterilized, and no one has heard from him in a while. Apparently, ladies and gentlemen, there is an effort being made by their cyber teams across the globe to put problems into everybody who's fighting back. And of course, I'm going to be on one of the lists for attack for sure. What's been happening? I'm reading things here. I mean, the incredible nerve of these people to start trying to sue the United States for Holocaust reparations. I mean, the idea of that is so sickening to me. It's amazing. What's happening is that I've got a couple of things I saved here. If I can still open things on, let me tell you. According to the reports from the Jewish press themselves, and there's one article in here in Haaretz.com where the man claims not to be Jewish, but then Haaretz says that they're afraid if he declares that his heritage is Jewish, which is probably the truth, which is what they're alluding to in the article, that his heritage is from the Jewish community, that he only chose to become Christian in his 20s, according to him. So we've got almost a Zionist or Jewish control across the globe, across the world, across governments, across the whole shooting match here, it seems so. What does that mean? Well, geez, you know, I've been looking at one of the ones I like to look at here is Hollywood stars, because they're the ones people are most familiar with the names. You know, when you go down the list, you know, Michelle Pfeiffer and the Demi Moore and the Willis. And, I mean, it's the people are Billy Bob Thornton, Angela Jolie. The list goes on and on. How many But this guy, it's the same here in France, is the point I was going to make. Same. the representation of Jews as part of the world's population is 2.6 in every 1,000 people. 2.6 in every 1,000. In America, I think it's more like 2 in every 100 or so. And yet, they're 90% of the Hollywood elites, if not more. They're 75 to 80% of our political elites, if not more. Think tanks, all of these different, heritage foundation things, take a look at their membership rolls. It will sicken you. Then you go on to political action committees, almost exclusively controlled by Jewish interests. And I have to say today, it's Zionist Jewish interest because there are groups of Jews at the bottom of this ladder that don't participate in what goes on at the top. However, what's happening today is their community must know that there's nepotism and there's favoritism and there's forgiveness of loans and special favors being meted out quite liberally to their group. They must know this. I mean, I see it everywhere I look, and they must be experiencing it. And therefore, they must have to now either speak out or take some of the blame. If you are benefiting from the criminal enterprise, then you are part of the problem, not part of the solution. I remember when I was in, living in New York, and I lived out on Long Island at the time, but John Gotti, big Italian, this real snapper, dapper Dan, Don of the mafia families over there in Brooklyn. He used to throw a big festival for the part of Brooklyn that he lived in. And tens of thousands of people would come out and have fun and eat free it was this big free thing that was going on for all these Brooklyn residents. And I remember thinking to myself that this makes everybody that is participating in these celebrations with this stolen money that he was using to pay for it all part of the problem. They're accomplices, they're accessories, they're in some ways perpetrators, because what they do is they lend him validity and they gave him, in the eyes of many, credibility. And it's what left him in his control position for so long. Now, this guy is a known murderer, known criminal. I think he's still in jail over in New York somewhere. But and then his son took over after him, and there's hundreds of murders that are attributed to these folks. Now, I'm not trying to point all of the, this stuff at Italians at the moment. I mean, Italian criminal mafias, because in every instance that I've been able to glean, there is a mafia above them, and that happens to be the Meyer Lansky Jewish mafia that was set up so long ago. But what we're seeing here is almost a worldwide illness being demonstrated by the Zionist Jewish community. The pornography, the sickness on our television sets, programming of these televisions, like wife swapping programs and how to make a porn film, and they've actually got a guy named Seymour Butts doing a television show that children could watch if they stay up past 10 o'clock at night here, how to make a porno on TV without any blocking from kids, for kids. Now that means if your parents are in the other room watching TV, you could certainly just click over as an 11-year-old and watch how to make porn films. Which certainly would happen in almost every instance of an 11-year-old getting free reign on their television set. But they run the child sex slave industry. They run the women's sex slave industry out of the Balkans. They run Colombia. They run Mexico. Panama, the transfer point, all Zionist Jewish controlled drug running. Unbelievable. And then when they're caught, more often than not, they go before a Zionist controlled judicial officer or a judge, and they either walk like the Spectre guy or some of these, the Blake or the rest of these Jewish criminals have walked away from crimes, heinous, awful crimes, life term penalty crimes. Walk away. Walk away. And now, of course, with the implosion of the economy and the idea that we are all facing financial ruin, or, you know, I'm going to be generous to the possibilities here and say a terrible depression, which is we're already in one for many people, you know, with the level of inflation we're already suffering through, people are already falling through the cracks. And there's no doubt that this isn't a when it's going to happen. It is happening now. The question now becomes how many more are going to be added to these rolls, and how long is it going to last, and how dire is it going to be for a large swath of the world's population? Those are questions that are hard to pinpoint, but certainly there's no debating that these are the things that are taking place. And when you take a look at the people who are orchestrating the activities behind the scenes, especially even in our political program, this cretin John McCain having a tryst here with this probably a Mossad agent. She was a lobbyist, they said, but she was riding on the planes with him and doing slap and tickle probably with this vile human being that calls himself an American hero. But fact is, guys, there's nobody out there doing what the French Connection has been able to do, and they're not willing to step up to the plate on these issues. Of course, I haven't bashed Alex Jones in a while, but this guy is just an absolute liar. And the facts have come out that Israel is behind 9/11. They have always been behind the problems of spying in America. They are behind our continued loss of political sovereignty for each and every American citizen. There are dual citizens running this show. The theft from our government is in the numbers that just make you want to be sick. Country's going down the tubes, and Israel is experiencing a record bumper year. They're in surplus this year, and it's basically on American money they're in surplus. And this is a year that they just got done absorbing the cost of a war, and they're in surplus because of the American public being fleeced by them. And, you know, recently with my interview of Mohammed Rafik, some people that emailed me about some of the figures revolving around Munich Re and how much their losses were. Mohammed was able to find information on a website used by insurance professionals in the industry, and it was a site that you had to sign into. Now, I haven't read the details of it, but the outside articles, the ones that I was able to read, said $75 billion of worldwide losses from both insured and uninsured. Right on the money. What I do know is this, is that Swiss Re and Munich Re and all of these other reinsurers are up to their eyeballs in problems. That's what I do know. Getting a proper take on how much the money has actually been lost and how much they're writing off is another question altogether. But when you take a look here in France or in England or in Great Britain or in America, Canada, it doesn't matter what country in the Western world you're examining. The losses that are being felt are coming in retirement and pension funds, which is the general public, the middle class. What are you expecting to retire on? Well, what happens when your Social Security is worthless and your savings from your pension has gone bust? What do you do then? What we've got here in France right now, to mirror the problems in the rest of the world, is that people spending money is just being evaporated. They're just spending more and more and more on goods that you need and barely making through. So what I'm saying is that we've got an across-the-board problem here, and whether or not Munich Re or UBS or any of these major institutions, but whether they be insurance or financial, are losing $50 billion or $20 billion or $100 billion, the fact of the matter is that the direction is only one way, the problems are only one-directional, and the people stepping up right now to take the reins of control in almost every instance are Zionist Jews. What I see. And the fact is, we've got people like Obama in America promising his undying support for Israel. We've got, of course, Hillary Rodham Clinton, who many believe, and that there is evidence to show that she's Jewish. Of course, she has pledged her undying support, as has McCain. There is nary a politico in America who has not done so. And people, you know, they said, well, why didn't everybody support Ron Paul? Well, Ron Paul is surrounded in his everyday dealings with Zionist Jews as part of his inner circle. And the fact is, he refused to even entertain the idea that Israel might have taken part in 9/11 or any of these other crimes, which is a nonsense when you take a look at the facts. So we're pretty much baked here, guys. We're pretty much, you know, put a fork in me. I'm toasted here. And so what do we do? Question is what people do to redress their grievances. And there is not going to be a political solution because the only choices we have right now are electing somebody from the criminal enterprise. We know that worldwide industries have been bought up by these people using this fiat funny money, and when this thing finally goes belly up, it's going to be the general citizen, the employee out there that's really got very little savings, if any, that's going to be completely devastated by this implosion, and it's going to be the Zionists standing there with all of the water systems and the roadways and the you know, electric companies and all of the stuff that they were able to steal with the Americans' fiat money system that is no longer that is now defunct. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I don't know what to say to everybody every day. I don't, you know, I some people ask me why I don't do more files. Well, this week was because I've been attacked. Some days the PayPal is down, doesn't accept any entries. Had that happen twice in the last 5 or 6 days. Other times, we are not able to get into the account to transfer monies. Problems with the site itself, with viruses that are plaguing me. As I sit here right now, warnings of new viruses are popping up. Emails being used in my name. I mean, this is a full-on frontal assault on people telling the facts. And there aren't a lot of us out there, guys, but the assault is coming straight forward here. And I'm wondering, this might be, truthfully, a last-ditch effort by these people to try and put a final stop to this, because they are losing in the court of public opinion. You know, I've told you before, I mentioned to people here in France that we were in for a big implosion, a big problem, a big financial mess. And people some of them actually looked me right in the face. This was a year and a half ago and laughed at me. 2 years ago, a year and a half, they laughed right in my face. Do that too. But now when I make these same declarations and statements, people aren't laughing. And, in fact, they're moving toward me, listening more intently. Wondering if they could maybe learn something about what is going on around them. They are a captive audience as we speak. And they also are coming to the realization that they're being lied to on television, left, right, and center. And I think that's been happening to the American public as well over a long period of time. More and more people are just shutting this stupid box off, as I've done and others are starting to do. I urge everybody. The point being here is that they are feeling pressure from everywhere. They're having to put these crazy Holocaust stuff on every channel and squawking louder than ever about what poor victims they are. And You know, I mean, I don't know about what numbers and what things. I've never looked into all of the facts about all of the stuff. What I've done with my due diligence is looked at who were the political elites of the day in each generation that has preceded us and what their activities were based upon inside reports. And I've done that all the way from the past to the near past and then into the present. And what it has drawn for me and for anybody who looks at it is a very damning picture of these crooks. That's what I've done. Now, all of the minutiae out there, of course, you can argue over fives and tens and 15s of every single problem. I mean, there's always a debate on how many for how long. But the flow of things, the truth about things, the underlying veracity involved in the investigations are absolutely outside of debate. It's a fact. And many more people today know it than ever before. And so the question now needs to be asked, what next? Well, we have to start really... full-time, full-frontal assault from every quarter and every way so that people cannot turn away from these truths, so that they are, when they become cornered by their own situations, financially or otherwise, feel compelled to act. Now, what action? Well, the actions that will be appropriate at the time will come clearer to people when those moments arrive. But certainly the first ones need to be that we marginalize their efforts to control us through the political system. We marginalize their efforts to lie to the police departments that are supposed to be protecting us. We marginalize their ability to send this lie into any further structures that we might have. No more belief systems that are going to be set up by these people. We're not going to be sending this lie to the next generation. You see, the people who are waking up today are tenfold the number of a year and a half ago, and it will be tenfold the number of today in a year and a half from now. We are growing exponentially in this. That's going to happen here is that these folks are only going to become marginalized. It's only going to, there's no other direction for them. You know that, and so do I. I've seen it. I'm watching it. So what is it that we do then? How do we, how do we defeat this group? Well, the last thing I want to leave with you as far as the fight goes is your local community, your friends' networks, the things that you, people that you didn't think were going to be receptive to this. Try them again. But try it this time instead of just frontally declaring your thoughts. Try it with a couple of questions to them. Say, have you ever wondered who controls all of our banks and how they got to be in control? Somebody said, well, no, I never gave it much thought. Well, I was looking at it, and maybe you can tell me what you think. And then give them the story about the Federal Reserve and about how it's done this. And, because of the problems present today, what you're going to find is that they're very attentive to the subject. They're going to be very interested in knowing more. These kind of approaches, you're going to find new audiences for, new people. You're going to light the fire of truth under a lot more people's, they're going to start hunting for truth like you did, because people are becoming ripe to ideas. The second prong of this fight needs to be brought to our police departments, that if they remain poorly or uninformed, may just end up making us victims of their violence toward us, out of ignorance. I doubt seriously if the local small towns across America, if their police departments knew these facts and began to understand just how deep this crime wave goes into our society, that they would be completely, they wouldn't be willing to strike out against their own small-town community. At least I hope they wouldn't. I mean, if you come from a town of 10,000, 15,000 people and And you know these police. You know them. They grew up in your town. Their kids go to school with your kids. I mean, this is, I've talked about this before. How could they in good conscience begin to victimize their own residents, people in their own towns? Now, you know, if you're in a big city, Philadelphia or Cleveland or something, and you try to sell this same project, it might have a more difficult way of getting it. Might be more difficult to get it into people's minds, but not so in small-town America. And, you know, rural America is still quite a big chunk of the population, and, in fact, they're usually the most self-sufficient. They're usually the ones who've bought in least to the technology nonsense that people are trying to sell you, that you can buy happiness in a new cell phone or, you know, all this other stuff. They're usually the people who still do gardening in their yards and have a small garden in their backyards and grow some things for themselves. These are the kind of people that are going to be receptive to understanding these facts. What else can I tell you? You know, looking at the price of gold, record high, that all that indicates, ladies and gentlemen, is that the underlying value of the dollar has been completely eroded, and it will continue to be. We're going to hit 1,000 shortly on the dollar gold trading ratio here, and then it's going to go from there to 1,600, and then goodness knows, maybe 3,000 even is not out of the question. $3,000 an ounce for gold, as the currency is decimated and destroyed in value. I'm looking at some of these. Every day I read this stuff. I mean, between the virus, the viral shutdowns of my computer, I do manage to get a few things read here. It seems to me that this is the crunch time. We've always been on the defensive here as far as the battle's concerned, and we still are. But what's different now than 6 months ago or even 3 months ago is that they're feeling trapped. They're feeling like they could possibly be held accountable for this in some way because they can't stop the flow of people finding out about the crimes they've committed. And this makes for a very serious condition. That is to say, people that are trapped often strike out. Now, I would look forward to more mistakes by them, which is one of the things that will happen, but also more draconian attempts are probably going to be started soon. So that means that we have to really start going faster here. We have to start fighting people. I need you to do that. What else can we talk about before we end this little rant here? Yeah, my webmaster and I have not stopped trying here. We do have new guests. I will be bringing Muhammad back on. And, one of the things Muhammad brought up with me was this new German, any of my German listeners out there, this new German computer list of 1,000 cheats to the German tax system. One need wonder if that's just a way of keeping people afraid from speaking out against what's going on in Germany, because, you know, Germany is waking up about what's happening. They're waking up. Putting into office as Jewish is because the Russian public is fed up with Zionist Jews. They are fed up. And they're frightened if the public were to find out that the new president is a Zionist, maybe not a Zionist, but he has a Jewish heritage. Because across the world, in Russia and Germany and France, the United States, Canada, there is a new interest in the fact that people around them that are controlling you, people around you controlling you, are from the Jewish community, because what that means is more often than not they are part of the crime gang. And they're the ones that are fleecing us all and enslaving us all. And people are becoming emboldened to speak out. You need to become emboldened to speak out. You know, if you don't, you may never get another chance to. It's that simple. I put my neck on the chopping block to do this every few days, a file and putting news items up and important articles and researches and stuff and books, and maybe you can do something. find somewhere and you decide to yourself to the courage that's necessary. Throws $5, $10 into an envelope and mail it to the P.O. box. Small amounts of money will get to us, ladies and gentlemen, and we have almost no donations lately. We've had two or three in the last, thanks Lonnie over there and a couple of other people, two or three donations in the last 2 weeks. Thomas helped us out too. Makes me wonder how many people, I go to the statistics and we still get 8 to 10,000 people depending on the day, but most people are not helping the French Connection. And I've still got huge phone bills and we have a big payment coming up on the bandwidth. And, yeah, I'm just going to have to actually probably live with computer problems from now until the end, stop doing it, because these people are going to find new ways of attacking me every day. I'm sure of it. Now I'm quite sure that I'm under full frontal assault here with the computer. They have avoided coming to deal with me directly, so they're just going to try to undermine me every chance they have. And we sure as heck could use your small donation, $5, $10. I know it's a pain in the neck to go get an envelope and wrap a piece of paper around a $10 bill or something, but we sure could use it, and or PayPal if you would. It works. It helps. We could use it. So, Krister is not at his desk. He's still doing the engineering for me, but he's not at his desk. We're trying to makeshift this deal together. So, please bear with us if there's any glitches in the technology, because we're doing this one from a different location than usual. And I hope it comes out okay. And I hope you begin to take charge of your own lives. Care for your families. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. That is the first block of defense against these chronic criminals is the family. And take care of yourselves. Till the next time, this is Darryl Bradford Smith telling you, please be well. Bye-bye now.